Me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora. Jared is the place to discover the entire world of Pandora. And right now, you can save 35% off selected Pandora gifts. Charms, bracelets, rings, earrings, and more. A holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSER and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Give the gift of Wolves hockey. Take advantage of optimum flexibility along with great holiday savings. Tickets, merchandise, and savings all included starting at $12.20 per ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for a holiday pack. The Cubs signed a starting pitcher today. It's 27-year-old Tyler Chatwood on a 3-year deal worth $38 million. Chatwood started 25 games for Colorado last season, posting a 4.69 ERA. To football, the Bears were back at Halas Hall today preparing for the Bengals. Among those who missed practice, Eddie Goldman, Pernell McPhee, Adrian Amos, and Josh Bellamy. In the NFC South, there's a big game tonight as Atlanta hosts New Orleans. You can hear that here on The Score. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. And the Steelers announced that linebacker Ryan Shazier underwent spinal stabilization surgery last night. Shazier was injured after making a tackle on Monday night's game versus Cincinnati. Finally, in basketball, the Bulls are off. Back tomorrow night in Charlotte, while they'll try to stop their 10-game losing streak. Nico Mirotic expected to make his season debut. This scoreboard update brought to you by Peloton. This holiday, give the gift that will make them give it all. Live studio cycling with Peloton. Visit the showroom at Oakbrook Center today and experience Peloton for yourself, or go to onepeloton.com. Scoreboard update also brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Illinois Media School.
Please refrain from shooting lasers onto the field. Thank you.
Keith Futek.
I love him. My daddy loved him. His daddy loved him.
Publisher of collegefootballnews.com.
I love football. Love it. Love it. I think it's the last bastion of hope for toughness in America, in men, in males.
Pie aficionado.
Was that pie I smell?
Pete Futek.
He's a friend of the program.
Pete Futek.
You can say we, but if your team goes Penn State or Baylor, it's on you.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Pete Futek is brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. He joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com.
Commentator!
Here's how this is going to work, Pete. I'm not even going to ask you a question. I'm not even going to pretend to interview you. The floor is yours. I cede my time.
I'm fine now. I'm okay. I'm back to my non-totally insane self. But, yes, I'm guessing the whole college football playoff system is what you want to talk about or anything else. Look, at the end of the day, it's Alabama versus Clemson in a national championship game. That's really cool. You know, for purely a fan standpoint, yeah, that's awesome. Oklahoma versus Georgia is awesome. It's all good. Here's the problem. The system of this sport that I love all that much is based on judging. And the problem is, it's fine, except for the fact that everyone involved doesn't know exactly what they're being judged on, and they're being told different things. So in this whole process, the problem was that everyone said that, okay, there's no difference going into these final rankings between number five Alabama and number eight Ohio State. Number eight Ohio State then goes out and wins a Big Ten championship, beats a really strong Wisconsin team, has three wins better than anything Alabama has done, including, and that you're baking into the cake also, that Iowa loss, which is already part of the rankings in the mix. And they kind of say, okay, that's what you have to do. Ohio State does it. Alabama has no resume. And all of a sudden, at the end of the whole rainbow, they're like, eh, we're going to throw Alabama in there anyway, just because.
See, but you think it's just because, or before the Iron Bowl, nobody would have argued that Alabama was a worse team than Wisconsin or Ohio State?
Except that the problem is that the worst team is all in the eye of the beholder. You're right at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Part of the problem is if you threw those jerseys on the exact same players and they say that they are Iowa State, they're not in this thing. It's the problem is they didn't look that great. And if you talk to the Alabama people, including the people who cover them, and I've been talking to them all week about this kind of various off-the-record things, they're all saying, woof. You know, because this isn't the team of last year. Last year's team was the killer. The team before that was better. This one kind of stunk against Texas A&M. They struggled against LSU. They struggled against Mississippi State. You know, okay, they whacked Vanderbilt on national TV with everyone watching, and that was kind of what set everything in motion for them to think, okay, well, it's Alabama again, when it's really kind of not. So
I think Jalen Hurts not taking that next step has people feeling as if Alabama isn't a quality football team. But, I mean, when you lose two or three linebackers and still can play the defense that they've played this season and still have Minka Fitzpatrick all over the place and still have a D-line rotation that isn't A'shaun Robinson, you know, good, but still guys who will be playing on Sundays, I think we've been fatigued with the Alabama dominance, so that one year where the quarterback doesn't take a step that we thought he would take, all of a sudden now we're acting as if this is, you know, this is a middle tier team in the American Athletic Conference.
No. They could absolutely win this whole thing. I mean, that's the, you know, it's like the Final Four in college basketball, where if you just get in the Final Four, then, you know, kind of throw everything out, because everyone now has a month to prepare, to rest up. So I'm not saying they're bad. I'm not saying they can't win it. I'm just saying that the process to get them there, the same thing, the same reason I was complaining about the process last year with Ohio State getting in. And then the second part about this Jalen Hurts side of it is, it's funny how the narrative works. Because if you remember, if that great superstar defense of last year was the great superstar defense that was supposed to be on that one last drive, if they held Deshaun Watson and they win the national championship, the narrative on Jalen Hurts is completely different, because then he's the hero. He's the guy who tore off that brilliant run to almost bring Alabama back for the national championship. And you're right, he didn't really step up and become special, but at the same time, he didn't screw up. And so for a lot of the same reasons that we like Wisconsin, for example, say, oh, look at this. Yeah, they just get it done. They grind, but they have a process. They have a way. That's kind of what Alabama's doing right now.
Outside of the playoff, something that I found interesting was brought up by Jerry DiNardo, and it has to do with what the championship or bust culture has done to change the perception of the value of what used to be major bowls and conference titles that genuinely defined success. That now with every program thinking we can win a national title, I remember not that long ago, it was considered a huge deal to be the Big Ten champion and go and win the Rose Bowl. And maybe you weren't the national champion, but everybody felt great. And now people don't, it really has changed things. And it's the
recruiting thing that we talked about, though, Dan. It's if you're Ohio State, and now what you're doing is recruiting the state of Florida and Georgia to get those athletes, how important is a Big Ten title to those teams? That's the thing. If you get one loss or two losses, are you growing up in Gainesville or growing up in Tallahassee saying, you know what, the Big Ten has meant so much to me as a kid, and now I can't get a chance to win a Big Ten championship? Or are you top four or bust, and when you don't get that top four, it means something?
That may be. I'm not that far removed from looking at this year's Cotton Bowl and this year's Orange Bowl and being like, yeah, these are hella games where
and they will be when we get there. Right. When we get to that point, they're going to be like, oh, wow, awesome. Like, I don't think people have really figured out yet that, oh my gosh, you know, it is going to be USC Ohio State, which is sort of what the Rose Bowl really is. It's just being played in the Cotton Bowl. But to Jerry's point, I've heard him talk this week about all this. the key to the Big Ten champion not getting in isn't necessarily with recruits or fans. It's a big deal with Jim Delaney, and he's not going to be coming out and saying it. And it's like, all right, last year you didn't get the Big Ten champion in. All right, fine, you got Ohio State in. This year there's no Big Ten team in this at all. If you everyone wants to say, oh, well, I want a 16 playoff or an 18 playoff. Well, that's not going to happen unless there's a big – and it's not going to happen if the fans scream. It's not going to happen if the ratings dip a little bit. The only way you're going to get any sort of change, if you want that change, is if the Big Ten or SEC champion or team is out of this mix for a while. It's all right this year. Everyone seems to be cool. But if somehow the Big Ten does not get a team in the college football playoff next year, that ain't happening anymore. And the Big Ten's the big bad boy on the block. I mean, that's, you know, for all the greatness of the SEC in terms of money and reach and all that, if you're not getting a Big Ten team into the tournament, that's a problem. So what'll be interesting to see in this and this year is it's a very regional Final Four. So is anybody west of the Rockies going to be watching as much? Is everyone in the Northeast going to care as much? You know, because you have two SEC teams, Clemson, who's kind of like an SEC team, and Oklahoma. That's a very, very the regionalized championship group you got there.
That's the Wonstead argument. And we heard it on these airwaves on the Mully and Hanley show where DiNardo said one thing, you know, wah, 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 let's change it because my team isn't it. And Dave Wonstead said, wait a second, you've lopped off the West Coast. You've lopped off the Midwest slash Northeast. And I believe that because it's the national championship and because these are major college football brands,
you're fine
that
with
people
it.
Are going to be watching.
Oh, watch. The problem isn't necessarily that as much as it is, again, look at how you got there. Basically what you're saying by Alabama, let's say it was anybody else. Basically what you're saying is you've got to win. You cannot lose two games. You can't do it unless you're Auburn and you beat a bunch of number one teams in a row and then you got something just crazy happen. So there's no reason to really schedule anybody who's all that great. And the second big part of this thing that's a complete whiff. And I'm kind of shocked that nobody from Clemson Nation, who's also one of those fan bases that's mad about everything, Clemson's got totally screwed in this because they're the number one seed. They're supposedly the best team in all this. And, hey, for all your trouble, congratulations. You get to play Alabama in the Sugar Bowl, which is basically what there would have been in if they were the number one seed anyway. So there's no advantage to you being the number one and Alabama being the number four and all this.
You mentioned Jim Delaney, and I remember after the assembly of the Big Ten Network and all the other things that were going on, he was dubbed the most important or most powerful man in college athletics. Is that still true to this day?
Absolutely, without question. And that's, you know, that what they have done in to be able to really sort of take this to the next level in terms of figuring out how to make money doing this, how to expand your reach, how to expand your brand. You know, now you've got the Big Ten. It's my argument that I keep saying with the Big 12, which I don't know why they haven't taken over UCF in South Florida and just expanded to Florida. It's, you know, Big Ten doesn't care about Maryland and Rutgers, but they do care about selling the BTN to the Northeast and to the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area. So the way that he's been able to figure this out with these monster programs, monster fan bases, big TV markets, great TV times, which is the killer for the Pac-12, absolutely he's the big guy in this bunch. And again, it's all right for now, but if they miss out again or they somehow don't win out in the process, I think that's when you're going to start to see a lot of screaming and yelling about how this whole thing works.
All right, Northern Illinois and Duke in something we'll be talking about a little bit later with Herman Moore, the Quick Lane Tire and the Quick Lane Bowl. I was going to mention that when I mentioned the Orange Bowl before. Like, I got it when Northern Illinois was excited to be in the Orange Bowl.
Sure.
You know, that's one
Florida
thing.
Florida State game, right?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Then very, Florida very State fast realized people.
They were Florida
yes,
State.
Yes. Yes. Very fast people. Too fast. And but you know, it's too bad that you get these teams. It could be really good games and all that, but Northern Illinois had themselves quietly what has become a routine, really good football season for them. And it's nice that they say, all right, we're back in a bowl where we should be, and it doesn't sound silly.
Well, and not only that's silly, but at least they get to play Duke. You know, I mean, all right, fine, congratulations, you had a great season. Now you have to go to Detroit, and you don't get to go someplace warm or anything like that. But they get to play a Power 5 team. I mean, that's something as opposed to, all right, you know, great, Toledo, you won the MAC championship and you're playing Appalachian State. Woo! You know, it's these minor bowls. And to your overall point, though, yes, at the end of the day, the Cotton Bowl is still going to be fun. Miami versus Wisconsin and the Orange Bowl is going to be interesting. You know, these New Year's Day bowls, these New Year's Six bowls are going to be fascinating. UCF is going to pack the house versus Auburn. So that's going to be a fun and crazy environment. But the problem is, I get it. You look at all these other bowl matchups, and, you know, everyone's going to mock it. Ha ha, too many bowls. But, yeah, there's just not a lot of meat on those bones because there's just nothing there that's all that scintillating. I mean, it is so about the process to get to the college football playoff and that chase. That, okay, if you're one of those teams at the higher levels, all right, it's going to be kind of fun to watch LSU play Notre Dame and some of these other games. And there is going to be that smorgasbord of games right at the very end of the year. But boy, those minor bowls, even more than ever, it's like, all right, fine. Like, this will be something to watch. And hopefully something fun's out of it.
We got another running back for Oklahoma that's embroiled in some allegations. Rodney Anderson, what do you think is going to happen here?
I think if you're Oklahoma, you're not even going to mess with this one. After, you know, the whole Joe Mixon problem, especially in the climate overall we're in right now more than ever, say what you will about Oklahoma and the Joe Mixon situation. They sincerely and legitimately tried to do the right thing. They suspended him. They did what they thought they was right at the time and right by the program, right by the kid, right by everyone involved. And then a year after the fact is when the video came up, and then it became a thing again. But still, they caught so much fire for that. I don't think they're touching this one at all. We'll see. But unless there's something that totally exonerates him, I don't think he plays in this game.
Pete, thank you. Appreciate it, man.
Anytime, guys.
Pete Futek brought to you by Four Winds Casinos in nearby Southwest Michigan for gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. Got a multiplayer NBA trade we're going to talk about next on The Score.
John Fox's 3-9 Bears try to stop their free fall when they face off with the Bengals in Cincinnati. Get a full preview right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. My guy Gary Vaynerchuk would tell you that it's never too late to do what you want. And he's right. Unless your name is Rafael Palmeiro and you want to make a clown show comeback to the big show at the age of 53. No, I'm not joking. Out of nowhere, Palmeiro told The Athletic, "There's no doubt I can do it. I've taken care of myself really well. I've been working for years. Everything feels better than when I played." End quote. Now that's an actual quote. I just don't know whether to laugh or, well, laugh. Because what else can you do when a disgraced juicer who has not played in 13 years wants to come back to a game that wants nothing to do with him? And the question is, why? Could it be that he's no longer eligible for the Hall of Fame? Could it be because if he somehow miraculously made a major league team, his name would go back on the ballot once again 5 years later? I don't know. I really don't even care. And neither does anybody else, Raph. I'm Jim Rome.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy Note 8 50% off your lease. That's right, 50% off the Note 8, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line, $20 per month savings via credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That's a new low point of the season. Just when you think that bottom can't fall out, guess what? There you go again. Here's the bottom.
Wait till Christmas Eve against the Browns.
You know, you joke about it.
Mark Trestman had a much better winning percentage than this guy.
Wow. I mean, lowest in Bears history.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Las clases de fútbol, la fiesta, el amigo.
Tú haces las compras y él viene conmigo.
Mañana presenta un proyecto de ciencia.
Mientras tú lo ayudas, yo hago la cena.
Las clases de piano.
¿Quién va por él?
Karate a las 5.
I won't be late.
El miércoles sale a la 1:50.
La busco a la abuela y llego a la escuela.
Para los que saben manejar el drama, Ford Escape 2017. Siempre imparable.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora. Jared is the place to discover the entire world of Pandora. And right now, you can save 35% off selected Pandora gifts. Charms, bracelets, rings, earrings, and more. A holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Hello, gentlemen. Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air in St. Charles.
So, you've asked us, why should I come to you for my diamond engagement ring?
That's like asking, why should I go to Wrigleyville to watch a ball game?
Well, that's true, dear, but let's make it clear why you should buy at the Diamond Air. Number one, unlike chain box stores, I hand-select each diamond that comes into the store. So, if that diamond has inclusions you can see with the naked eye, or if the color is yellowish, then it is unacceptable and we simply do not buy it. Also, as a second-generation jeweler, I've been hand diamonds since I was about 6 years old. So I learned from my father and traveling to Belgium to purchase diamonds directly from the cutter. This skips a minimum of two middlemen, assuring you are paying the lowest price.
You will also never be bombarded by commissioned salespeople. You will sit in our comfortable diamond salon and actually have a blast shopping for your diamond. Call us at 630-355-RING to book your experience. And again, why is that, Billy?
Because with the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
See, and Jason Goff.
And right now, Mattress Firm's Winter Slumber Sale is going on through December 25th. It's winter, but you can get a free box spring when you pick out your perfect mattress. Every perfect night's sleep needs a perfect foundation, and this one is free.
And as we tie a bow on 2017, Mattress Firm's year-end closeout is here to help you bring in 2018 in style. You can save up to 70% on your favorite name brand floor samples, including Beautyrest, Serta, and Hampton & Rhodes. And if you're all set on mattresses, you can top it off with sheets, pillows, and any accessory you can dream of, or take your sleep to a new level with an adjustable base. And for a limited time only, you pay 0% APR for 6 years. That's 72 months. So you can sleep soundly knowing you're saving. Say that five times fast. I'm not going to do it because last time I did it, Dan got mad at me.
This Friday to Sunday, Mattress Firm is helping you complete your sleep in style. So you can get a free pillow and mattress protector with any mattress purchase between tomorrow and Sunday. Everyone deserves a nap over the holidays, and everybody deserves a better mattress than they have right now. And it's a great time to do it. It's the Winter Slumber Sale. So there's a Mattress Firm near you. You go in there, you talk to the mattress professional. You say, this is how I sleep. This is the size that I want. This is the firmness. And next thing you know,
for a mattress,
are showing up at your door with your brand new mattress that you got at the Winter Slumber Sale. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. While you're out getting gifts, don't forget you or your office. Because now at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/9. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up, and that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's only valid through December 7th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Right now at the Home Depot, get free shipping on Duracell batteries, AA, AAA, 9-volt, whatever you need. Order them up and we'll ship them for free. With holiday savings, pros know this is the best time of year to save on everything for the job. And right now, that includes extra savings on the number one trusted battery brand, Duracell. It's one more way we're bringing power to the pro with free shipping on Duracell batteries, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Saturday, join the Scores, Rosenblum, and Esposito for a live broadcast from 10 a.m. to 1 at the Sears location at Chicago Ridge Mall. Don't miss out on 50% off Craftsman wrench sets and tool storage accessories, and enter in store for a chance to win the new tool storage set. Sears, your first destination for Craftsman tools.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I think he's a poor man's version of Eddie Curry. I mean, he's obviously incredibly gifted offensively. He can score, really nice hands, really soft touch. He plays a style that's a little bit phased out in today's game. He doesn't rebound. He doesn't defend. Maybe he can, but he hasn't shown that inclination to this point. So you nailed it, Mully. You absolutely cannot give up an asset for him, especially when you're in a rebuilding situation.
Casey Johnson talking about Jahlil Okafor a while back. And Jahlil Okafor is on the move. It's a trade that tells us a couple things. First of all, in the particulars of the deal, the Philadelphia 76ers send Jahlil Okafor, Nick Stauskas, and a second-round pick to Brooklyn for veteran glue guy, two-way player, tough guy Trevor Booker.
Dave Leto's only... not Dave Leto. Who was the brother before Dave Leto that came from Clemson?
Oh, Oliver Purnell.
Oliver Purnell's only professional player, I believe.
Ever?
I believe so.
There's a guy named Tony Stanley who was on one of his Dayton teams who played overseas, but I don't know if he ever made the NBA. And he was in a camp for a while, I think. But yeah, Tony Stanley's a nice little player, but he was sort of a tweener when you weren't allowed to be a tweener.
Jahlil is on the move.
Yep. So now that means that Brooklyn has the number 2 and 3 picks from the 2015 draft, right?
Yeah,
and D'Angelo Russell. And
Jahlil Okafor. That was a guy that I got it wrong on. I thought he was going to be a 20-9 guy, 20-8 guy, because I knew he didn't want to rebound in college and high school. But he changed his body. You know, he turned from a guy who had a lot of baby fat as a young kid to a guy who trimmed down a little bit, was dominant on the college level, won a national title with Duke, and then losing got to him. And it's a test that I don't care how much you interview a guy, I don't care how many tests you run him through, it's a test that only the NBA can put you through and only the NBA season can put you through. And he did not take losing well, and the city of Philadelphia did not take the fact that he didn't take losing well, and he got chided everywhere he went, got into one shouting incident, if not a fight with a fan out there in the streets of Philadelphia.
Yep.
You root for the dude because, he's not only just a local product, but he's still a kid. And he hasn't handled things as well as he probably could have. And the NBA or basketball doesn't wait on you. They got Ben Simmons. They got Dario Saric. They got Joel Embiid. You are just a movable piece now. So
yeah, but it's,
he's in Brooklyn now.
And you had a guy like Booker that tells me you're serious about having a competitive rotation, because that's a guy who does whatever you want him to do other than hit three-pointers. He can pretty much do it all.
He can defend multiple positions at 3 or 4 and a 5. He's an angular dude. He's a terrific passer. And he's a little bit better of a jump shooter. Not a three-point shooter, but a little bit better than a jump shooter than people give him credit for.
He was a pain in the bull's ass in that playoff series against Washington, if you remember. Every time, there's that guy again. I found Tony Stanley, for the former Dayton Flyer under Oliver Purnell. Tony Stanley is 39 years old and still playing in France.
God bless him.
Played 15 years in France.
Get those checks. You heard the cut just now with Casey saying that Jahlil's a poor man's Eddie Curry, and you look back at Eddie's career, averaging 13-6 or something like that over a span of several years, the New York Knicks years, and of course those Bulls years when he was paired up with Tyson. You talk about a dude who his physical tools said nothing but success, but the want to and the lack of love for the game and love for being a professional and love of the craft kept him from being what I thought he was supposed to be.
Never wanted to be a basketball player.
Not really. He's a big man. He's a big man who someone told you, you should go do this.
We know he had some other complicated emotional issues that didn't make things easy on him. Hey, I want to remind everybody,
his family too.
You know that we're going to be out tomorrow. The Bernstein and Goff Show is going to be with our friends from Bud Light, getting your weekend started. And weekends this time of year are always more festive because it's the holiday season. We're going to be at another Round Bar and Grill in downtown Downers Grove. We got Bulls tickets that
that we're going to be giving away. And guess a couple of special things on tomorrow's show. At 5 o'clock, we're scheduled to have the first public conversation with Zach Miller. Where the after
hopefully
have yes we are we're hopefully hope, we, it is as scheduled right now we're looking forward to
hopefully
yeah. The one thing I can tell you that we are doing is at 4 o'clock people have asked why can't you do we can indeed do mundane sports achievements.
Looking forward to it. Now run it past me again.
Mundane sports achievements. I need to run it past you again.
Is it like when there's a straw sticking out of a beer, you know, or drink like two tables away, and you throw I don't know something and it goes around the straw.
It's maybe among your friends. You know some of the greatest shots ever that were achieved. You haven't gotten your proper publicity for them. I mentioned back when I was a dog owner in 35 mile an hour winds, picking up the bag of dog poo and being able to loft it over electrical wires and into a dumpster across the street at a 45 degree angle, at least 4 or 5 cars down. And you look around like, did anybody see that? Well, this is your opportunity to make sure everybody hears about it. We go on the honor system here. There's one guy who said he was sitting on his front porch and he picked up a pretzel ring and he threw it toward the end of his driveway where it made a perfect ringer around a stick that was sticking out of the garbage can. Another one, you know those plastic cigarette disposal towers? They're hollow plastic. They sit outside bars, and there's a little hole about the size of a cigarette where you just put your cigarette in there, and that's where the cigarette butts get stored to keep you from littering. One guy said that he flicked the end of his cigarette and it tumbled multiple times in the air and actually went in the hole of the disposal tower.
So that will be tomorrow.
Yes.
At 4 p.m. At
4 p.m.
Okay.
Mundane sports achievements.
Scoreboard update.
And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Give the gift of Wolves hockey. Take advantage of optimum flexibility along with great holiday savings, tickets, merchandise, and savings, all included starting at $12.20 per ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for a holiday pack. Winter meetings don't start until next week in Orlando, but the Cubs made a move today. They signed right-handed starter Tyler Chatwood to a 3-year deal worth $38 million. Chatwood posted a 4.69 ERA last year for Colorado, but he did hold opponents to a 197 average away from hitter-friendly Coors Field. To football, the Bears practiced today. More injuries, of course. Eddie Goldman, Pernell McPhee, Adrian Amos, and Josh Bellamy all sat out today. Bears in Cincinnati Sunday to face the Bengals. In the NFC South tonight, Atlanta hosts New Orleans. Catch the game here on 670 The Score. Coverage starts at 7. The Steelers announced today that linebacker Ryan Shazier underwent spinal stabilization surgery last night. Shazier was injured after making a tackle in Monday night's game versus Cincinnati. Finally, in the NBA, the trade the guys were just talking about, Philadelphia traded Jahlil Okafor, Nick Stauskas, and a second rounder to Brooklyn for veteran forward Trevor Booker. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by the iParkIt app.
Heading downtown and looking for parking? Download the iParkIt app for the best rates at the most convenient locations in the loop. You'll know the garages by the giant green P. Download it today at iParkIt.com/radio.
The Bernstein and Goff Show, and I know that there have been some texters and people on Twitter asking about 4 o'clock tomorrow about mundane sports achievements. Do emails count? Yes. If you want to write it up and send it in, that would be terrific if you can send them to Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. I would look forward to reading those. We do like to sprinkle in some of your emails. If you think, oh, I might not be able to call, or I don't know if I can sit on hold. Sure. Tell us your story of your mundane sports achievements so you can get the credit that you finally deserve. And usually the right way to understand is it airworthy or not. It's the kind of thing where you say to yourself, I could stand here all day, all week, all month and try to do that again, and there's no way that I could.
A little bit of sports news that happened this morning. Larry Nassar. You might ask yourself, who the hell is Larry Nassar? Larry Nassar was the former MSU and USA gymnastics doctor who got sentenced to this morning to 60 years in prison on child pornography charges. And if you don't remember Larry Nassar at all, you might remember 1996, where Carrie Strug and her, you know, heroic effort out there on the I believe it was the floor portion of
the vault,
and she had a bad left shin issue, but she went out there and
Bella Caroli famously was carrying her.
Well, the first person that met her when she came down off those stairs were Larry Nassar, and apparently over 140 women have come forward saying that he in some way, shape, or form sexually abused them as well. Now, he's going to jail because of a couple of counts of a collection of child porn images and videos. Count three covered destruction of the evidence. So three counts of child pornography or involving child pornography, not the 100+ women that says that he abused them. But another bad guy is put behind bars. 60 years in prison he was sentenced to this morning. I believe over 50 of his accusers were in the courtroom today, as well as you saw these young ladies just streaming into the courtroom while the national coverage had cameras out there. It was quite the scene. I wasn't hip to the story. A couple of weeks ago, it started to bubble up a little bit more, and Gabby Douglas coming out and saying that it happened to her as well after she said some unfortunate things too. So yeah, man, this is these kinds of guys are littered throughout sports, and when one of them gets locked up or one of them gets found out, hopefully it can begin the healing process for some of these victims.
This segment is brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, lost your provider? US Med can help get your testing supplies home delivered at little or no cost. 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. Coming up in just a moment, Matt Miller is going, we need to ask, now that we know that players who are not vying for a national title, not included in the CFP group of four, they say, yeah, well, maybe I don't want to play this bowl game. Maybe I'm not going to be the next Jalen Smith. Maybe I'm not going to get hurt. Maybe I'm going to preserve my professional possibilities and probabilities. And then, of course, the crusty football people come in and say, I don't know how much he cares. Oh, is football important enough to him? We're going to find out what that means and what it should mean as part of our conversation with Matt Miller next on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, where better
Me. Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora. Jared is the place to discover the entire world of Pandora. And right now, you can save 35% off selected Pandora gifts. Charms, bracelets, rings, earrings, and more. A holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora. Jared is the place to discover the entire world of Pandora. And right now, you can save 35% off selected Pandora gifts. Charms, bracelets, rings, earrings, and more. A holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
What up? Wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? She's sick of getting candles. It's really easy to change that up. I'm talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. They're created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. And the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, better than cashmere. That's right, they're better than cashmere. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, warmth, and comfort. You'll love the way they look. It's more than a gift. They're a feeling, an invitation for her to relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. So visit today and surprise her with something that she will love all winter long. Best part, you don't have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes a free gift. Free gift packaging, that is. And Christmas delivery guaranteed. That's right. So go to Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them The Score sent you.
When you're at the Bears game, concessions aren't just concessions. They're a way to re-energize after you've cheered so hard your face is bluer than the jersey you're wearing. And with the Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card, you'll unlock special discounts, like 20% off concessions at the game, so you'll never run out of energy.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Right now at the Home Depot, get free shipping on Duracell batteries, AA, AAA, 9-volt, whatever you need. Order them up and we'll ship them for free. With holiday savings, pros know this is the best time of year to save on everything for the job. And right now, that includes extra savings on the number one trusted battery brand, Duracell. It's one more way we're bringing power to the pro with free shipping on Duracell batteries, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night, night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. While you're out getting gifts, don't forget you or your office. Because now at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/9. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
Hello everyone, Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's only valid through December 7th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Regulators, mount up. We're caught.
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
There were so many first, second, third round quality players.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
They looked overmatched. They looked like they did not want to play. And then the second half came around and he really rallied them.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller. With Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
Matt Miller's on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout. He joins us now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com.
How you doing, Matt? Now, we're in the draft startup season, I guess. You've probably been in it for months now, but Bears fans and teams who have, you know, damn near double-digit losses at this point in the season alike are looking forward to, all right, what will the draft yield? Now, for the Bears, they don't need a quarterback because Mitchell Trubisky is the future, we think. I'll ask you the same thing I asked Adam Kramer. Who are the non-quarterback draft-eligible guys and the guys you may think my underclassmen might jump in there, the Bradley Chubbs, the Minkah Fitzpatricks, the Derwin James? Who are the guys who will be at the top of the draft that you like the most that don't sling the rock?
Man, you've been doing my work. Again, you just named all the guys. You just did it. I think Bradley Chubb from NC State is definitely going to be in there as somebody that you have to look at as an edge rusher. And the Bears do have good edge rushers. Leonard Floyd, I think when healthy, can be spectacular, but that's always the position that you're thinking about, always. So look at Bradley Chubb, yes. Connor Williams from Texas at left tackle. Even though we talked about this last week, I think even though they paid Charles Leno, I still think you have to at least you got to look hard at offensive linemen when you're drafting this early. Minkah Fitzpatrick as a safety who has incredible football IQ and range, and it's going to be fun to watch him against Clemson. If you watched him last week, you saw, man, he plays up in the line of scrimmage. He plays single high. He has corner experience, so he's definitely a guy that I would look at if I were in that situation. And then, you know, something that I wrote about earlier this week, the Bears have an obvious need at receiver. I've been told they like Calvin Ridley from Alabama, a dude whose numbers are held back by Jalen Hurts, quarterback, but is an exceptional route runner. He's probably the only true number one receiver in this class. So those are some of the guys that I would look at that spot. But I would also, because you have the quarterback, like you said, I would be super aggressive about trying to trade back a couple clicks, let someone come up and get the quarterback. Maybe it's the New York Jets. If you slide back from 6 to 10, get some extra picks, and you could still be in line to get all those guys we just talked about.
Watching last weekend's games, there are a couple guys that just jumped off the screen, and I'm sure these are the old hat for you. But obviously one is Clemson defensive tackle Christian Wilkins, who I was joking with Jason. You know, I'm old enough that when I see a Clemson defensive tackle move like that, I immediately think William Perry, Michael Dean Perry, because that's just what I was used to seeing with that tiger paw on the side of the helmet. The other guy that I love is Georgia's Roquan Smith, but he's listed at 225, and I'm just curious where you are and how he projects, what you think his frame can carry weight wise, and what the right position for his and the right scheme is. So talk, but I'd be curious to know your thoughts on both of those guys.
Yeah, well, Christian Wilkins, at the beginning of the year, I had him top five, and I moved him down a little bit because, and I don't know, this is a time of year where it's hard to say. Is he, you know, he has four guys playing on that line. There are four guys there. They're all four going to be first-round picks probably. So you worry a little bit about, man, he's getting one-on-one looks that no other guy of his caliber should be getting, because Dexter Lawrence next to him is 6'4", 340 and a stud, and Cleveland Farrell on the outside, and Austin Bryant on the outside. They have so much talent that I'm overthinking it, but I do think he's a first rounder. He has exceptional movement skills. He can play D end. He can play inside of D tackle, depending on what front you're running. So he's super versatile for base packages and nickel packages. Roquan Smith is the best linebacker in college football. So you have a great eye for talent.
That's not a tough one.
Meaning he watched the SEC championship game.
You know how sometimes I tell you guys, like, we make this job too hard? Yeah. You just perfectly exemplified how easy this job could be sometimes. You watch George and you're like, man, that linebacker is really, really good. He should win the Butkus Award, and then he did. So, Roquan, you mentioned it, though. He's listed at 225. I have been told he's about 235. We'll see, you know, when the combine comes around, first week of March. He's got a lot of time to put on some weight between now and then. He's got to be careful. You know, you don't want to put on too much weight, and then everybody criticizes you for a day until you run like they did with Fournette last year. You know, he came in at, like, what, 240?
Right.
People were, oh, my God, he's fat. And then he ran, like, a 4.4, and I was, oh, okay, well, never mind. You know, he's still a freak. I think with Roquan, you got to find that balance. He's rangy. He's instinctive. I think the biggest question will be, you know, can he play inside of a 3-4 defense in the NFL? Because he is a little undersized. Is he someone that you're going to try to make him be a weak side backer, because you probably don't want to match up with, you know, guards and when there are fullbacks, guys like that. But you know, he's played, he's banged around inside of Georgia, and they do have some good D tackles in front of him helping out. But you know, he's proven he can hang right there in traffic, and he's exceptional at finding the ball, and his closing speed's great, and he is a thumper, man. He has to be one of the hardest hitters in college football.
It seems as if people are talking themselves again, and it seems like a yearly tradition, out of the quarterbacks that they used to like. I've heard Josh Rosen is Jay Cutler. How much does he care about football? Sam Darnold, is he going to come out? Lamar Jackson isn't a quarterback on the next level. Baker Mayfield, you're worried about the 3 a.m. call. Is he Johnny Manziel light? Which guy has had the most lost in this season of college football at the quarterback position?
Gosh, I like them all. You know, that's what's so hard. Like you said, we go through this every year. You know, last year it was Deshaun Watson threw too many picks. The year before that, it was
right.
Marcus Mariota doesn't have any red flags. That's a red flag. And it's like, gosh dang, guys, can we just appreciate what these guys do well? And if we've learned anything this year in the NFL, it should be that if you have a quarterback who has some talent and a coach who can pull that stick out of his butt and develop a scheme, which is what you're paid to do, these guys can have success. Deshaun Watson had success because Bill O'Brien changed his scheme. Jared Goff is having success because he and Sean McVay they have found a perfect harmony. Carson Wentz, same deal. He's got three former quarterbacks helping him out, and they've developed a brilliant scheme, and he's a hell of a player to go out and execute it. But so when I look at Josh Rosen, my concern isn't that, oh, man, he might be Jay Cutler. It's that he's a little injury prone because he's been hurt every year, and he's a skinny kid. That's my biggest concern. And with Baker Mayfield, one time he got in trouble in college. I don't know. I don't see a pattern there, so I don't worry about it. Yes, he's fiery, and he's cocky, and he might, you know, grab his crotch on TV and embarrass you, but he might also fire up his teammates by doing something like that, by not being a pushover and not just rolling over and taking it at quarterback. So with Sam Darnold, I know people are going to, you know, kill the kid because he goes to USC and he's turned the ball over 19 times this year. I see a guy who is incredibly poised. He's been asked to win a lot of ball games without a lot of supporting cast on offense. You know, it gets to the fourth quarter and they're like, here you go, Sam, go do something. You know, they did it in the Texas game. They did it in the UCLA game. It's like every week they did the same playbook. So I don't feel like he gets enough credit for what he's had to kind of deal with at USC. And, you know, he might even stay. You know, Rosen's tweeting at me today saying that he hasn't made a decision and might stay and that I need better sources, which he's right. I mean, we all need better sources. I would love it if he would just call me and tell me what he's doing instead of having to talk to, like, the second or third hand person at UCLA. But I do. I could find something to like about all these top quarterbacks, and you know, I'm like a used car salesman right now, where I could, you know, we could talk about the positives of these guys all day, but it's so much about what environment they get drafted into. If any of them go to Cleveland, like, it's a safer bet to say, oh, okay, you're going to be a bust, because mm-hmm. you know, it's a dumpster fire there, and they haven't proven that they can develop players. But if, you know, a guy gets drafted to New England at pick 32. Going to feel a little better about his success because he's going to be in a stable environment.
Where are we now on the idea that somebody not involved in the playoff, or maybe even involved in the playoff, says, well, I'm going to be an NFL player. I am not getting hurt to win some ridiculous college championship I don't care all that much about, or some win some bowl that means absolutely nothing to me. Where there used to be a time, oh, this tells me he doesn't care enough about the game. He doesn't care enough about football. He's abandoning his teammates. We don't want him in our locker room. Have we grown past that?
Yep. We have, or I have.
Good.
Sounds like you have, too.
You better. I did a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, I get both sides of it. You know, if you are, you know, if you're Lamar Jackson, you have nothing to gain by playing Mississippi State. But I understand if you want to go out there and you're a quarterback, you're a leader, you're a captain, you don't want to let your guys down. That's awesome. I hope you don't get hurt. And I actually did radio in Louisville this week, and I told them that the same thing. You know, I don't care. Because I remember almost crying, like I almost cried, like literally, I'm not trying to be funny. Like when Jalen Smith got hurt, I thought I was going to cry because you had this beautiful, perfect prospect. It'd be like watching somebody wreck a Maserati, you know, and it's like, oh my God, no, like why would you? And so in a meaningless game, you know, so I'm always going to take the player's side with most things, especially with this. I get it. You know, if you're not playing in a meaningful game, it's not like they're paying you to be out there. Why risk it? So, for you know, these you guys know I'm a Texas fan. All these Texas kids are saying, I'm not playing in the ball game. I'm not playing in the ball game. You're 6-6.
You had to play all season.
Yeah. But if you blow out an ACL, Connor Williams, you're probably a second-round pick or a late first-round pick. That's millions of dollars you're going to lose. For what? For the Holiday Bowl? Or the, you know, there's no way. The Texas Bowl? Nobody cares about that.
Matt, good stuff as always. We'll do it again next week, brother.
Looking forward to it, boys. Thank you.
That is Matt Miller. We have In Other News coming up next, and I've got three stories, and I guess if there's a theme to all of them, it's don't be this guy.
Okay.
That would be the, I think, appropriate for all three of these. Just advice, your life advice as you hear these three separate stories. Don't be any one of these three guys.
All right, I got World Series star to firefighter. I've got an overturned truck, and
is it Tommy Zbikowski?
No,
oh.
And I've got. Some...
I'm into the overturned truck.
I've got some more ball news. Oh, LeVar.
Welcome to Big Baller Zone.
Just won't stop. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. Another news, top of the hour, right here on 670 The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
right now at the Home Depot. Get free shipping on Duracell batteries, AA, AAA, 9-volt, whatever you need. Order them up and we'll ship them for free. With holiday savings, pros know this is the best time of year to save on everything for the job. And right now, that includes extra savings on the number one trusted battery brand, Duracell. It's one more way we're bringing power to the pro with free shipping on Duracell batteries, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The coach who lacks original thought, creativity, who could not possibly conceive of the right thing to do in the final minutes, exposes himself yet again as a guy who coaches not to lose instead of trying to win. That guy is a flat-out detriment to the franchise quarterback.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here for Xfinity, the future of awesome. And like I told you earlier on in the show, I would not have known about the Loyola Florida upset had I not had my X1 DVR box, my X1 Xfinity, X1 voice remote. All I had to do was hit C on that joint. And next thing you know, on now happens for the sports scores. And I saw Loyola versus Florida. I said, 24-12, let me watch this game. I just click on watch or click on record and the drop down tabs if I want to watch ACC basketball. Basketball or Big Ten basketball or NBA basketball or NHL hockey. It's right there for me. And I don't lose my screen. It's picture in picture. It's not too bulky. It's not too big. I can see whatever game I'm watching while I'm searching for other scores just by tapping that C button on my X1 voice remote. And of course, I've told you about my bad memory. I cannot remember which channel I was on or which one I need to go to. But the blue microphone on my voice remote just says, hey, go to TNT or go to SEC Network. And it takes me to the channel. I don't have to remember things anymore. It is a game changer if you're like me and you got too many things jumbled up in your head as it is. The feature means the world to me because it makes it efficient, it makes it convenient, and I can record on up to 5 tuners. What are you doing? If you're not doing Xfinity TV, then you're doing TV the wrong way. And to get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for $25 each a month for 12 months, when you bundle both, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com today for more details. Offer ends New Year's Eve. That's December 31st, 2017. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess. Who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora. Jared is the place to discover the entire world of Pandora. And right now, you can save 35% off selected Pandora gifts. Charms, bracelets, rings, earrings, and more. A holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
8 first downs. 8 total against the San Francisco 49ers on your home field. 8 against arguably...
What was then a one-win team.
Yeah, Mark Trestman had a much better winning percentage than this guy.
I mean, lowest in Bears history. He's past Dave Gibron.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. Right now at the Home Depot, get free shipping on Duracell batteries, AA, AAA, 9-volt, whatever you need. Order them up and we'll ship them for free. With holiday savings, pros know this is the best time of year to save on everything for the job. And right now, that includes extra savings on the number one trusted battery brand, Duracell. It's one more way we're bringing power to the pro with free shipping on Duracell batteries, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess. Who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora. Jared is the place to discover the entire world of Pandora. And right now, you can save 35% off selected Pandora gifts. charms, bracelets, rings, earrings, and more. A holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
At Walgreens and Duane Reade, you can trust we've got you covered for any surprise the season brings.
Even if I run out of wrapping paper?
Yep, you're good.
What if I forget the hostess gift?
We've got something for everyone on your list.
Okay, let's just say hypothetically, my in-laws show up unannounced 2 days before Christmas for the third year in a row.
We have eggnog? Pop over to Walgreens and Duane Reade and find just what you need just in time to be holiday ready. Now with card, Ghirardelli bars are 2 for $5 or $2.99 each, valid through 12/31.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio,